To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Deputies at the Larimer County Jail have started wearing body cameras while on duty. The Coloradoan reports cameras must be active when people arrive at the jail and during encounters that could affect or lead to an investigation. Most law enforcement officers in Colorado will be legally required to wear a body camera by next summer. However, jail deputies are exempt from that law unless they're doing work that could require the use of force. Rising anti-Semitism and modern-day genocide are the focus of this week's Holocaust Awareness Series at Colorado Mesa University. CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
When Rabbi Jay Strier was growing up, many Holocaust survivors were still living. But now?
We are on the verge of a time in which there will be no survivors left.
Which is why Strier is teaching people about the Holocaust through the group Jewish Colorado. He says the work is vital due to our state's political polarization.
We have pockets of blue and pockets of red. And in both of those pockets, there are strong anti-Semitic undercurrents.
Instances of anti-Semitic acts have surged across the country in recent years. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More Colorado college students would qualify for in-state tuition under legislation moving through the state legislature. House Bill 1155 extends in-state tuition eligibility to all high schoolers who've been enrolled in Colorado for at least a year. Students were previously required to live in the state for at least 3 years. The bill's sponsors estimate more than 200 students a year would gain eligibility if the bill passes. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.